what I would say, the field is evolving now that with combination, so in terms of responsiveness to the conventional inhibitors of BRAF, as opposed to melanoma, where BRAF inhibitors have monotherapy activity, mm-hmm. and with MEK inhibitors, additive activity. In colon cancer, they have very little activity, a little bit, but not much. So if you go to a triplet, which we did a study at UCSF with the group at Harvard, there's a SWOG study that shows triplet therapy, either EGFR, MEK, and BRAF inhibitors, or irinotecan in the mix. Each of those have really pretty good activity. In fact, there's a study that I think will show a better combination, which is with encorafenib and MEK and EGFR antibodies. That data is in the so-called Beacon trial, I think will really show that that's a good step. Now, the issue
is... can we just mention that? So encorafenib and binimetinib, which is the MEK inhibitor, are approved in melanoma.
That's correct.
So they are available. They're not approved in colon cancer.
Well, although the NCCN guidelines list that as an option.
Well, our guidelines, which is we ask 25 people what they do, and the most common answer for second-line therapy was that combination.
Right, which is what...
And that's what you two are
right,
using.
Correct. And the issue is, should you move that into first-line? Now, it turns out a European company are now doing that study to move in BRAF.
And actually, one of the 25 investigators put down first-line.
Right.
In the elderly.
Interesting, yeah. In the elderly.
Because the problem with this group of patients is that your first line of attack is FOLFOXIRI bevacizumab. An 80-year-old or a 78-year-old will not be able to tolerate FOLFOXIRI bevacizumab unless it's your only option and you do a lot of prayers. It's going to be tough to actually give a patient FOLFOXIRI bevacizumab. This is actually, interestingly, relatively tolerable. I'm not going to say that it's an easy regimen, but it's relatively tolerable. And it appears that when you add the MEK to the BRAF, to the EGFR, you actually end up with less toxicities than if you do 2x2.
Yeah.